that will help do just that.
President Obama wants to shrink the deficit and promote economic growth.
For years, an argument in Washington has raged between reducing our deficits at all costs and making the investments we need to grow the economy. My budget puts that argument to rest because we don't have to choose between these goals. We can do both.
Mr. Obama says his budget will curb spending and cut corporate tax breaks while boosting funding for infrastructure and education. Republicans have already rejected the proposal. House Speaker John Boehner says the president's budget never balances. Former Republican Senator Sam Brownback says the private sector holds the key to better economic and fiscal health.
Our Republican message is a belief in the power of the people more than the control of government. This unleashes the creativity of entrepreneurs and the strength of hope and dreams.
The budget battle comes 1 month after the start of automatic federal spending cuts that may have contributed to a weakening labor market. The U.S. economy created fewer than 100,000 jobs last month. White House economist Alan Krueger.
We have heard from some companies that the sequester is affecting their hiring decisions. Obviously, government spending has been cut as a result of the sequester. So going forward, that's going to be a weight on the economy.
Republicans accuse the White House of overstating the sequester's impact. The U.S. deficit is projected at $900 billion this year, down slightly from previous years. In Congress, the Republican-controlled House and the Democrat-controlled Senate have passed competing budget bills, neither of which is likely to be adopted by the other chamber. Absent bipartisan compromise, a so-called grand bargain, the sequester will remain in effect, and the deficit will remain at levels considered unsustainable by most economists. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.